can't may be the most powerful word in the vocabulary of Magic the Gathering's comprehensive rules. Players can't cast more than one spell each turn. Players can't draw more than one card each turn. Can't is so powerful that it trumps must. A creature which has been goaded, for example, doesn't have to attack if the only player it could attack is protected by a ghostly prison. Many of the most powerful cards which the color of white can bring to your deck are cards which have the word can't printed on them. And we're going to talk about one of them today. Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today we have another lesson from CEDH. CEDH is a metagame within the Commander format that sits at one extreme with highly consistent, highly efficient decks. Not all cards are equally powerful in all formats, or even in all metagames, but there are lessons to be learned from how people are brewing with the most powerful cards available. And the card we will focus on today, a card which has named an entire category of cards, is Silence. Silence is an instant costing a single white mana. It says, your opponents can't cast spells this turn. Sweet, simple, and to the point. But the depth of power this card offers is something that's apparent if you watch how the card is used at CEDH tables. We're going to walk through a few examples of how Silence is used to better understand just how powerful this effect is and how we can use it, as well as effects like this, so we can have them for our advantage in almost any pod we sit down at. The most basic use of Silence is to use it offensively. We've talked about offensive and defensive counterspells before, but a quick reminder, defensive counterspells are used traditionally to stop our opponents from advancing their game plans. Stopping them from resolving a big, threatening Craterhoof Behemoth, or at a CDH table, stopping someone from trying to cast an end step ad nauseum. And offensive counterspells are used to take a game action with protection. This could be casting your own ad nauseum while you have a force of will in hand to make sure you can stop someone from countering your nause, for example. Silence can be used offensively, and a good comparison here is to look at the power of a well-known white staple in Commander, Grand Abolisher. Grand Abolisher is white-white for a 2-2 human creature cleric, which reads, during your turn, your opponents can't cast spells or activate abilities of artifacts, creatures, or enchantments. This card currently sees play in over 32,000 decks according to EDHREC.com, and its power is recognized by most people who have played against it. It begins with little annoyances like, oh, if the player who has a Grand Abolisher is the person who goes before me in turn order, then I can't cast my instants or use my onboard mana sinks at the end of their turn the way I was planning to. So you have to remember to cast your Brainstorm or activate your Sensei's Divining Top a turn early. Above and beyond just the annoyance, though, is that Grand Abolisher prevents opponents from taking almost any game actions during your turn. If you cast an Anthem and pump up your team to crash in with an Alpha Strike, well, your opponents can't respond with instant speed removal. And drawing the comparison back to counterspells, spells you cast during your turn effectively have this spell can't be countered printed on them while you have Grand Abolisher on your side of the battlefield. Silence can be used in this same offensive way. For a single white mana, you cast a spell which effectively says, counter all spells your opponents would cast for the rest of the turn. If your opponents have a counterspell, they have to use it to counter your silence. Instead of the spell, you're using your silence to protect, or multiple spells which you plan to cast this turn. And it makes your opponents unable to target your permanents with spells, since they can't even cast those spells they might have in hand. Your combo pieces are safe, or your value engine survives through the rest of your turn for you to get far enough ahead to eventually run away with the game. Your mana rocks are untouchable, so your ramp is safe. Your creatures are going to live to fight another day for a single white mana. There is also a surprise factor to it. Because it comes at the cost of a single white mana, and it comes from your hand, silence is hidden information up until the point when you cast it. It's difficult for your opponents to play around a silence. You don't have to telegraph anything with silence until you're ready to use it to force your game plan through. There is a trade-off, of course. You have to use silence in this offensive way before your opponents cast spells. You can't counter a spell already on the stack with silence. That spell has already been cast and will not be affected by silence's effect. Similarly, if your opponents have instants, they have a chance to use them to interact while silence is on the stack. So if they want to remove a combo piece with an instant speed answer, they have the chance to do so before silence finishes resolving. A good way to think of silence's effect on a turn is, speak now or forever hold your peace. Or, in magic terms, if you have an answer to what I'm trying to do, either use it now or there's no stopping me. Silence can also be used defensively, though. If an opponent casts a spell which is part of a combo and then passes priority, you have a chance to stop them by responding to that spell with silence. Sure, their exquisite blood resolves, but the sanguine bond will not be coming down this turn, and the game's not over yet. In CDH, if someone puts an ad nauseam onto the stack during their main phase, you can severely limit the power of that nause by answering it with silence, forcing them to skip casting any of those new spells they drew, and ultimately forcing them to discard down to hand size. We've already discussed cards which are similar to silence, with Grand Abolisher sharing very similar rules text. But there are other cards with effects that are similar to silence, which have their own strengths and weakness compared to this iconic card. The two strings of rules text to search for are can't be countered and can't cast spells. White gets a very important one in addition to Grand Abolisher, in the form of Ranger Captain of Eos being able to both stop opponents from casting non-creature spells while also being able to tutor out a one-drop creature to your hand on its end of the battlefield effect. Green has two cards which are one mana instants that make it so your spells can't be countered this turn. Autumn's Veil and Veil of Summer both render your spells uncounterable. They also give your creatures a degree of protection from both blue and black spells. The original Autumn's Veil makes it so that spells can't target your creatures if they're blue or black, but abilities still work. And the newer Veil of Summer makes it so that all of your permanents have hexproof from blue and from black, so abilities are out against all of your permanents as well. Unlike Silence, these spells do work against other spells already on the stack, attaching the "this spell can't be countered" clause to a spell you've already cast. And Veil of Summer kind of pushes you to use it in this way, since you're going to get a cantrip effect if someone already put a blue spell or a black spell onto the stack this turn. But these spells do allow your opponents to interact in other ways. Red spells can still destroy your artifacts, green spells can still destroy your enchantments, and white spells can still exile your creatures. There are several permanents which also have an effect similar to Grand Abolisher. Green gets two of them in the form of Allosaurus Shepherd and Destiny Spinner, the former of which makes all of your green spells, of all types, uncounterable, while the latter makes all of your enchantment and creature spells, of all colors, uncounterable. Also in green, Leyline of Life Force is one of the least played leylines from the original Ravnica block, as it makes everyone's creature spells uncounterable. And that can be somewhat a steep price to pay. Xanthid Swarm is a strange example in green, which can only blank one opponent when that creature attacks, but it doesn't have to connect. It only has to be declared as an attacker. Your other two opponents, though, can still cast spells normally, so not always the option you're looking for. Blue gets the ability to protect its non-creature spells of all types on the backside of Malevolent Hermit, with Benevolent Geist being disturbed out of the graveyard for 2 and a blue to make all non-creature spells you cast uncounterable. Blue also gets Leer, Disciple of the Drowned, who makes all spells uncounterable, yours and theirs, and with a hefty mana value of 5 before you can take advantage of it, it can be difficult to make use of this, unless you're up to some shenanigans. Tidal Barracuda is another odd case in blue, in that it gives everybody a Vedalken Orrery effect, allowing everyone to cast their spells at instant speed. But none of your opponents can cast spells on your turn, giving you the effective benefits of a Grand Abolisher where they can't cast during your turn, but it's a free-for-all on everybody else's turn. Azorius gives us Taigam Ojutai Master, which makes your instants, sorceries, and dragon spells uncounterable. Lavinia, Azorius Renegade, locks opponents out of non-creature spells with a mana value greater than the number of lands they control, but it also combos with cards like Omen Machine and Knowledge Pool to trigger her second line of text and counter spells being cast without having a mana cost paid. Boros has two interesting options, one of which is much stronger in the new Flame Scroll Celebrant, a modal double-faced card, which on the back is Revel in Silence, an instant for white-white which reads, your opponents can't cast spells or activate loyalty abilities of planeswalkers this turn. Exile Revel in Silence. The older option is Aurelia's Fury. This gets pricier to log your whole board of opponents down with, but it's an X damage spell which prevents opponents damaged by that spell from casting their non-creature spells until the end of turn. And even one damage to an opponent is enough to shut down their spellcasting. It's an effect we also see frequently in Gruul, with Domri, Anarch of Bolas, Rhythm of the Wild, and Vexing Shusher, keeping your opponents from being able to counter your creature spells. Selesnya has this on a potential commander, with Dragonlord Jamokha allowing nobody else to play spells on your turn. Going into Teemer, Serac Dragonclaw can protect creature spells as well, and in colorless, we get Hope of Ghirapur, which needs to connect with an opponent in combat and then be sacrificed to prevent that player from being able to cast non-creature spells that turn. The trade-off that you will often face is that when it's a more expensive spell, particularly a permanent which costs 3 or more mana to make it happen, you are more likely to be telegraphing the effect and making it easier for opponents to play around, or at least have a potential answer for when you start to go for it. Many of the other trade-offs which you'll face are that you do not get the same layer of protection that you would off of an effect like Silence. You may still be vulnerable to a particular color, in the case of cards like Veil of Summer. You may also be leaving certain types of spells open to being countered, such as on those Gruul permanents I mentioned before, which really only care about protecting creature spells. You can build your deck to take advantage of any of these types of effects. They can all be quite powerful when used correctly. There are a lot of cards which play in this design space, and it's powerful space. Many commander decks leverage having multiple opponents each taking turns to get multiplicative value, and at higher power levels, the assumption is that players will be leaning heavily into the instant speed answers to stop threats. Silence, and its many variants, fundamentally change that expectation abruptly and make it so that players are locked out of your turn altogether. They are the most powerful when you're going for it, and a single turn will either allow you to end the game or get so far ahead that's all that's left to do is run out the clock. Can also be exceptionally powerful to stop somebody who is trying to set up an A plus B combo on you, robbing them of the power they could have had. But there are nuances to using each of them, and that is the secret to using this powerful class of effect. In particular, the cards which can be your commander provided an incredibly consistent layer of protection for your game plan. Have you tried brewing with any of these legends in the command zone? Let us know. Leave us a comment on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine Podcast. Add us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG, or send us an email, where we are GemstoneMinePodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.